Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all the love you have for the world. And we pray as we reflect on our readings today that your Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit, that you open up our minds, our hearts, our bodies and souls to receive from you what we need to receive. Restore to us our understanding of the love you have for us, and also our calling to be your disciples in this world, people who are receivers of your love, who share your love in the world through what we say and do. Lord, open up our minds and give us that assurance that you are with us no matter where we are. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. In today's reading, we heard these words from John chapter 15, verse 4. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Reminds me of a story today about a farmer had two trees. He planted two trees at the same time at different parts of his paddock or his farm. And what he noticed over time, one was flourishing and one was not flourishing at all. In fact, was withering and dying. And he scratched his head because he watered both of them, but he couldn't work out what was going wrong. And so when the tree that had died had ultimately died and looked like it was not going to be of any worth at all, he decided to do some investigation and he found that the soil was contaminated, and as a result that tree was soaking up all that contamination and it resulted in death. But he also discovered that the other tree was above an underground stream, and that tree was taking in a lot of goodness and therefore was flourishing. And today's reading encourages us to think about who are we connected to? What are we connected to for life? How are we living is actually an effect on who's affected us. And so there's some things I invite you to reflect on. Who or what are we connected to for life? And when I'm saying this, I'm talking about who are we listening to? What are we taking notice of for life? Secondly, what is influencing what is important for life for you? Sometimes people are living by paradigms or ideas that they've picked up that they think this is important, this is essential for life. And they'll have a happy and good life. And then sometime down the track they find that hasn't worked, they haven't been fulfilling. Or thirdly, how does our connection with Jesus affect how we live? So I invite you to reflect on these, because these are the questions that Jesus is encouraging his disciples to think about. These type of questions he's encouraging them to think about as he shares our gospel reading with him today. He talks about remain in me as I remain in you. The traditional version of that was abide in me. The importance of remaining, if we go through the text, look how often it talks about remaining in Jesus and Jesus remaining in you. From verse 4, remain in me as I remain also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. And if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now just as a side by that last verse, sometimes people talk about it that Jesus has promised that he will give you whatever you wish. But remember, there's this preceding verses that arises out of our relationship with Jesus. That what we ask for in prayers should come out of our relationship with Jesus. There is a particular tradition that some people follow, that before they pray, they read scriptures and allow their prayers to be driven by the scriptures they read for that very reason. But there's this idea of remaining. And so what does this word remain actually mean? Well, in the Greek it's the meno. Appears around 117 times in the New Testament. And it's been translated a number of ways in different contexts within the New Testament. The most common is this remain or abide. You know, be part of. But it also has this meaning. It means stay with or live or dwell with. Dwell with me. Be present with me. Endure with me. And one commentator said it can probably best be understood in today's context is be connected with me internally. Have me internally within you. Allow Jesus to be part of your life and Jesus to remain with you throughout your life wherever you go. And so that affects how we see things like Jesus says, I'll go with you to the end of the, I'll be with you to the very end of the age. It reminds us that our Christian life is one of not just here on Sunday or sing a few hymns or do a ritual. It's one of a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day lifestyle. That we have this life of being Christians wherever we go, being affected by Jesus. Now, we know that that's not always going to happen. There are events, there are things that happen in our lives that make that difficult. Sometimes we are sinned against. Sometimes we're encouraged to sin. And we're not listening to Jesus. And this is why back to that a question is that ask the question, who are you listening to? What are you taking notice of? One of my mentors said, even when you read other theologians, be careful how you read them, because sometimes you can fall in love with a theologian more than you have love for Jesus. And you'll take more notice of the theologian who is not perfect rather than Jesus who is. And so this remaining in Jesus is one about listening to Jesus, listening to him deeply. So some key things for each of us to reflect on when it comes to remaining is how is Jesus remaining with us? And this is a personal thing for you, is to think about how is Jesus remaining with you? What has been the most impact in your life about Jesus? What has spoken to you deeply? What are the words of Jesus and the actions of Jesus that have affected how you see life? But also think about how are we remaining with Jesus? If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now, us remaining in Jesus sounds like we have to do something to get Jesus' love. But what it is about putting ourselves in a position so we can hear Jesus, so we can take notice of Jesus, so we can receive the blessings that Jesus has for us and others. So here's some thoughts about remaining. Two stages is a way I like to think of it. The first is being regularly exposed to his word through worship, through Bible devotions, through Bible studies, through what they call dwelling in the word, through things like faith talk where we talk about the word. And probably it's best not just to do this alone, but also with others. We have our own personal devotion, but also to spend time with others, because we then get to hear from other perspectives of what God is saying to us. And that's taking the effort to regularly spend time with Jesus. It means coming to worship weekly, and it means spending time daily reading the devotions is a good habit to have, and being part of a Bible study. And that's stage one, but the problem with stage one is that many people can do that, but they go through the routine, but they sometimes have finished their Bible devotion, they've moved on to the next thing in their day, and they've forgotten completely about what they've read. It's one of the challenges if you ever do a Bible reading plan, which sometimes I do, that you end up, because you're so busy, you just read through the text and you've kind of gone, I've just got to get through this so I can get on with the rest of my day, rather than having time. I met someone recently who talks about having free time when they do the text, do their Bible devotion. They said a devotion normally takes about 5 minutes, they allow half an hour. And so they can just dwell on what they've heard. One of the ways I like to do it is to read the text and then keep remembering that throughout the day wherever I go. And this leads us to stage two. Stage two of remaining with Jesus is this, is listen carefully to his word and continue reflecting on it. One of the practices I mentioned up in stage one is this dwelling in the word. This is a practice that seems to have its origins from South Africa originally, where people will read a passage of scripture slowly in a group, maybe twice, and then simply talk about what they heard from that passage of scripture to somebody else. And that person then recites that to the rest of the group. And it's about reflecting on the word. And what's amazing is when I first come across this, which was about 10 years ago, a South African person introduced me to it. And it's now been used throughout the Lutheran Church of Australia and another number of places. But he said his church originally used one Bible reading, not one verse, but one Bible reading, for the whole year that they reflected and the impact that they had on them, their community and congregation, he said, was amazing. It transformed how people saw God. And this idea of reflecting, but you can also do this personally, is just spend time reflecting on the words. Sometimes, so I've got an electronic Bible, sometimes I highlight different sections of words that stick out to me and think about, what does this mean? The second point about this stage two of remaining with Jesus is remember Jesus' big picture. Remember the big picture message of Jesus. One of the challenges we have, and some people, I don't know what you're like, but some people can get caught up in the fine detail and actually forget about the big picture. The fine detail needs to be put in the perspective of the big picture of Jesus, the big picture message, which I'll talk about in a moment. But see everything through that big picture of Jesus. Because remember the reason why Jesus came. He didn't come to force us to think about how we live minutely about every step or about how we approach things by the law. He came for something else. And thirdly, with this stage two, is if we're remaining in Jesus, ask the question, how does Jesus affect your life? How does the reading that I've read affect your life, relationships and outlook each day? Sometimes when I've done this, I've read it and thought, oh, that doesn't seem to have any consequence for my life. It just seems to be some words. And then as the day has unfolded or the week has unfolded, I start to see its relevance. And I call this a God incident. God has given me the words that I needed for that week or that day. God has spoken to me through his word for about what's coming up. Now, the big picture thing of Jesus and the idea of fruit. Remaining with Jesus results in the fruit of love. What's not mentioned in these eight verses that we heard today, but is mentioned in the ninth verse, which we'll hear next week. And so we're going to have more to come next week on this, is that the big picture of Jesus is love. The real fruit of Jesus is love. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. The real fruit of Jesus is loving. Jesus loving you no matter what. This is important to remember. This is the message that Jesus constantly has for us. But it's not just Jesus loving you no matter what. It's Jesus loving others through you and us no matter what. No ifs, no buts. Simply, the big picture message is important to keep remembering, is that Jesus is always loving you, no matter what you've done, no matter how bad things have gone, no matter what sin you committed, no matter what you stand on some of the issues that are going around in our church, Jesus always loves you. Because the real fruit of Jesus and the big message, which I'll go through in a lot more detail next week, is this. And so when we have Jesus remaining in us, a good way to see whether we've taken notice of Jesus is our response to things a Jesus-loving way or not. Are we more concerned about us feeling comfortable rather than us sharing Jesus' love so others know his love. So what does this mean for us in living the faith? Well, first of all, remember the big picture message of Jesus. It's all about love. God's love for you and others, and therefore us loving others on God's behalf. My father used to say to me, it's all about God's love. And if you then go, but, you straight away push God's love aside for something more important. And so can I encourage you to keep remembering that? That God always loves you, but it's always, always around this idea of God's love through Jesus Christ. Secondly, keep growing in love by being connected to Jesus daily and weekly. One of the challenges we have is that when we have problems in our life, we often want to solve them with rules and laws. We're going to do certain things and we're going to behave in a particular way. And our government operates this way as well. But have you ever noticed how people want to work out? As soon as a law is made, they're looking at ways to get around it. And it's because their heart hasn't changed. They haven't got this attitude of love, but rather they've got an attitude of self. And the way to grow in love is to have this continual relationship with Jesus. Thirdly, continually reflect on Jesus' words and apply them to your daily encounters. Continue to allow Jesus' words to affect you. And you may want to pick up a verse and just memorize that every day that you read. You know, you hear in the gospel today or you read during your daily devotions. And think about how does that apply to your daily encounters with people. Fourthly, be pruned regularly by our loving Father of our unloving thoughts, our unloving words, and our unloving actions. That's one of the reasons we have confession and God's forgiveness or absolution, is to be able to come before God and recognise where we have failed to love God and failed to love others. Allow God to do the pruning. You know, the hardest thing for me reading the scriptures, or one of the hardest things, is when I'm reading them and I'm looking for some words of comfort and something speaks to me about the way I've behaved or my life, and I've recognised that's not consistent with how God is calling me to live. That leads to this time of confession. And in most cases, I've never felt in recent years, oh, that's a bad thing, but that's actually a good thing. But there have been times when others have kind of forced the confession, have said you need to confess because you've done something wrong, but it's like they're trying to put you in a particular position so that they can be better than you. But remember, a true confession before God is about coming before God, recognising that he loves you and will forgive you, not because of what you've done, but because of what Jesus has done on the cross for us. And lastly, ask that question. How is Jesus wanting to love in this situation or this person? Take time each day to reflect on the day you've had. You might not have got it perfect, but when we ask that question, it prepares us for the next time we encounter that person or that situation. Sometimes I can say just about, quite frequently, I mess up on loving people the way God wants me to love because I'm so concerned about other things. When we were in New Zealand, we had this interaction with a car hire place and it didn't go that well. We started going well, but it didn't. And I kind of thought, could we have handled that better? None of us were nasty, but it was the whole issue of we were quite a bit annoyed with the person. And we could have handled that better in a more loving way. You see, today's reading is an encouragement for us to have this relationship with Jesus that's ongoing, where he imparts his love to us in all situations so we can be his disciples to share his love. As Jesus says, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you are the God who loves us unconditionally, and that you sent Jesus in this world to not only talk about your love, but also to demonstrate your true love for us. Lord, we pray that as we live, we can be your faithful disciples, fruitful disciples, people who rely on your love for our lives, but also people who share your love with others, reflect your love in the world. Lord, be with everyone here and everyone who's worshiping with us online. Grow in them your spirit of love. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.